Sir, I want to talk about Koinonia, playing together. I'm at the park right now with my kids, and the difficulty is watching them and helping them play together, because they only know how to play in my sight, you know? They don't know how to play in each other's sight, you know? And, I have to step away and observe that they may discover their union, because if I'm in their presence, sometimes that can overwhelm them to be focused on my union with them, and they can overlook their union with one another. So they can be overwhelmed by my union with them individually and overlook their union with each other corporately, you know? Because they both have an individual purpose that they want to produce, and they are wanting to lead it, you know? Their individuality is revealed when I'm with them, but they don't yet see the individual group that they are, the organism that they are, you know? And as a parent, I have to step away from what they're doing or what they think they're doing in their sight. I have to officiate their union that they're discovering. So my challenge is to help them to see each other in their purpose together. You know, there are two dimensions here. If they are Earth, you know, and I am Heaven, yes, they are engaging Heaven, but they have to engage Earth as well with an equal desire, an equal enjoyment. It's not just the purpose and plan that unfolds, but it's the enjoyment and delight. You know, there are two dimensions in which we encounter God, you know, His enjoyment in Heaven, you know, and when we enter His rest, it's just the enjoyment and delight of His presence. But the plan and purpose on Earth that we are stewarding, the responsibility. Same with the body, with Koinonia. There is a pleasure and enjoyment and delight in Koinonia that we have in Heaven. And there is a coming down together, a serving together, a plan and purpose is birth out of that union and intimacy. And just noticing that revelation, that having that balance of our individual fellowship with the Father and our corporate fellowship, but yet our individual delight with the Father, our individual purpose as serving the Father's plan, and yet the corporate delight and then the corporate purpose, discovering them so that we can have harmony, peace with God, with man. You know, there's a side where we enjoy people. The enjoyment is the primary focus. That's where the roots of our heart go towards, you know. But the purpose and plan is where the branches extend to. You know, we serve one another in the purpose and plan. You know, we can't walk with someone we don't enjoy, you know. That's one of the main reasons why people hate their work, because the workplace is not a place of enjoyment. That's why parenting is a dread at times with people, because the fellowship is not an enjoyment. There's a grace in God, in Christ, in reality, that enables us to just enjoy people. We must pursue enjoying. And as a result, the byproduct, the birth of that enjoyment, is the plan and purpose. It's just like husband and wife that enjoy each other, and out of the ecstasy of their enjoyment, births children, you know, the plan of parenting, you know. And I'm just noticing that, man, how just how that unfolds, how important it is to, as a father, to pursue enjoying my children individually, and teaching them to enjoy one another corporately, you know. I'm really starting to see the perspective of the Father as He is individually engaging us and corporately engaging us. And the purpose of the corporate engagement is that we find delight in one another, that we see each other in the light of His presence. It's not just closing our eyes seeing Him, but it's opening our eyes and seeing Him dwelling amongst us. You know, I believe that's what Emmanuel means. God with us, God amongst us, God as the light that enables us to see that this is one world. This is a one world reality that we're all a part of. And this delight, man, as it unfolds, as we walk in this delight, both dimensions of delight, which is engaging, you know, being in the light of the Father's love and glory, and then being in the light of His glory in man, you know. We can just be at a gas station or, you know, wherever we go, and that delight will just spill out, you know, just the love, seeing them from a delight perspective. And that births the extension of the fruit bearing of the tree of life, the healing of nations, you know. And I'm just really seeing that, just how that spills over on creation, and how the Father is seeking to break us from just the individual delight. In the beginning of my journey, I just only wanted God. And He showed me, like, that's not what I created you for, Mitchell, you know. I didn't create you just to only want me. I created you to want me and humanity just as equally. That's why Jesus said, you know, these two greatest, like, they were like, what's the greatest commandment? He's like, love God with all your heart, soul, and might, you know, to identify as His beloved and to love your neighbor as yourself. That's an equally important, which shows that, like, we are to desire and delight in both realities, both God and man, because in Christ is both God and man. In Christ is the reality of both God and man. When you see the face of Jesus, you see the face of God, and you see the face of man. You see the delight of God, the delight of man. And that's the goal. As we see Jesus in our intimacy, in our identification, as we believe and identify in Him, we begin to discern and identify with the delight of the Father and the delight of humanity, towards humanity, the river of life. And the purpose and plan of the Father, and the purpose and plan of the Father extended towards humanity, you know, corporately in unity. You know. Sorry, I had to pause it. And it's funny because I like to name parks after, like, God's nature. Like with the kids, I mean, that's kind of how I relate to them in a way that helps shape them according to what they're coming into, you know, into in the kingdom. And this one park that we're at, we call it the New Jerusalem. And it kind of just, like, spilled out as I was naming it. And this revelation came, you know, because the New Jerusalem is a description of God amongst the people, you know? A people. New Jerusalem is a people where God shines on. You know, the light of God enables the truth. You know, the energy of truth. Not just the reality of truth, but the energy of truth that enables us to function in truth like a fish functions in water. And as we are in the New Jerusalem, you know, we are the functioning existence of the body on earth. You know, it's in the scriptures in Revelation where it talks about the New Jerusalem comes down from heaven, you know, or the tabernacle of God is with men. So this New Jerusalem is a people in unity and harmony, and it's a place of a people, you know. Like the body is a place. When you go inside the body, you see the functioning and the harmony of every individual organ, and that is what the New Jerusalem is, and that is that New Jerusalem is our mother. That's kind of when I talk about, you know, my mother, you know. That's the body. The body is in the earth, and it's discerned by the babes. You know, when you become a babe, a child, and have that neediness to learn Christ, you begin to discern the spirit and the bride. You know, the spirit in the bride. And it almost enables you, like if you're looking past man, the flesh, you will be able to distinctively discern God in man, and yet man's weakness reaching for God, you know, which enables you to not be offended, you know, because you understand man's weakness, and yet you can discern God working in man, you know. And when you become a babe, you can see this. And that enables you to play fair. That enables you to learn how to receive from God in man and how to give God towards man's weakness, you know. And this is the New Jerusalem. God's light shining upon a people that enables them to play, you know, playground, you know. In the playground, there's play and purpose. Pleasure and purpose. There's enjoyment, delight, and assignments, missions. Hey, let's go do this. Oh man, let's build this. Hey, that. There's the when delight meets purpose, and delight births purpose, that's called creation, you know. And as the body are united in delight, love, nothing they're trying to get each other to do to please them, you know, when it's just delight, then out of that births the creating, you know, of things that invite people to more delight, you know. When the fruit is born out of a tree, it's inviting you to what the tree is, you know. That's why it produces a seed. You know, the fruit is not the main event. The fruit is the invitation. They produce invitations. So when God made man, they produced an invitation to man so that man could fellowship with the habitation of delight. You know, and just the order of love, the delight of love and the purpose of love in the eyes of the Father. In the sight, the light of the Father's glory amongst men. And this enables us to discover this new heavens and new earth, you know, Zion and the New Jerusalem, where God's reality is unfolded, his nature and qualities of his person. And in the heavens, and this nature and qualities of his identity in man. You know, his multifacetedness within the human being, the many dimensions of human beings, you know. So Just wanted to share that while my babies play together. And they're playing together good, so. All right, God bless.